Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. We're into a Monday morning. I'm Bob Flott, back live and local in the studio this morning. Good to have you with us. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, don't forget, Alamogordo High School graduation coming up this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at Tiger Football Field. We'll have that ceremony live and local beginning at 6 with our pre-ceremony coverage and then the ceremony at 7. Join us for that. Well, this morning in our studio, we're glad to have back in with us this morning the 49th Wing Commander from Holloman Air Force Base, Colonel Brad Spears, and the 49th Wing Command Chief, Chief Master Sergeant Jeffrey Martin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Colonel Spears.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Love this weather.
Yeah.
Love this time of year. Love everything that's going on at Holloman Air Force Base.
Yeah. It's a good time of year. It's not too hot yet. Rain's keeping it a little cool.
And if it gets a little bit warm, we can go up to cloud cuff and cool off.
Okay. Let's do that, too.
We want to leave after the show right now.
Yeah. We'll get some barbecue.
Right. Whatever. Well, let's get into some of the points for this morning. First of all, Colonel Spears, since our first visit on the air, you have a strong concern for the airmen at Holloman Air Force Base.
Yeah.
You're there for the airmen. Share with us some of the activities that have been going on with the airmen and their families.
Yeah, so that's a great lead-in. I absolutely care for the airmen. And our airmen and our families, they're the treasure that we need to both recruit and then maintain in our Air Force. And so any little thing that we can do to celebrate them and their families is important to Chief and I. One of the things that we're doing recently, you just mentioned Alamogordo High School graduation on Friday evening. We've got about, I think, 22 dependents that are graduating high school this week. And one of the things that we did is we did a courting ceremony where we gave each of those graduates a red, white, and blue cord that they're going to wear around their neck with their gowns at their high school graduation ceremony. So if you're out at one of these high school graduation ceremonies this week, if you see a young man or woman with a red, white, and blue cord, that means that they are a military dependent. That means that they are not a product of this school for their entire life, the school system their entire life, that they've moved every, 3 years or so, that this is probably their sixth or eighth school system. And that takes a special set of, that's some special resiliency and resolve for young kids, young adults to be able to do that. And so that's a small way for us to recognize their part of service and sacrifice to their country. And so if you see them, thank them.
We'll do that for sure. Chief Martin, you work with the airmen a lot as well.
I do, yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah, in fact, I really enjoy getting out there and kind of seeing what they work on every day. Colonel Spears and I had the opportunity a little while ago to go out and launch an MQ-9 jet.
Yeah.
So hung out with some of the maintainers out there, and we did all the pre-flight checks and got that thing ready to go. And then we launched it, and it took off and performed its mission for the day. And that was a lot of fun. So anytime we get a chance to go out and hang out with airmen, we take advantage of it.
And I know the airmen do the same thing when they have a chance to go out and intermix with our community.
They do.
For example, you had about a dozen airmen helping at Cloudcroft Schools.
Yep.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're trying to make a concerted effort, as we've talked about before, just sharing the Air Force, sharing our experience, sharing Holloman Air Force Base with our surrounding community. And so there's big things that we do. We try to open the base. We try to bring folks on. And then there's smaller efforts, too. And so the 29th Attack Squadron, they're aligned with the schools up in Mescalero. And a couple weeks ago, they went up there and they participated in judging some like drone racing competitions. And then recently, they brought those students down to Holloman to show them MQ-9 operations. So they have a really unique connection up there, and they're celebrating it, and we're excited to see it. On the larger scale of things is, we do things to try to open up the base. This week, I think you just heard an advertising spot. We're going into Memorial Day weekend. This is typically signifies a long weekend, a holiday weekend. And one of the things that we want to do on Thursday afternoon when we hold our base retreat ceremony, we're going to have a memorial ceremony. So from 4 to 4:15, it's not going to be very long. It'll be hot out there in the afternoon, but we are going to open this to the public. So if you want to come out to join us on Holloman for a Memorial Day ceremony, an observance of Memorial Day as we lower the flag, the gate will be open from 3 to about 3:50 p.m. for any just valid government ID card holders, not DOD ID card holders, but then you should be able to enter the base and come join us for this ceremony. It'll be at the Heritage Park on our main street right there, right by the headquarters building. And, you know, Bob, often people will say thank you for your service and thank veterans for their service, and that's kind of Veterans Day specific in right. November. Memorial Day is an observance of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and lost their lives in service to our nation. So it's somber and it's certainly significant, and we're going to do our part to recognize it.
Now, will the airmen from Holloman Air Force Base be there as well?
They will.
Or at least some of them.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a small kind of formation. You know, it's not going to be 5,000 people. It'll be pretty small, but it'll be important, and it'll signify why we're going into a long weekend.
But to get into that event, you must have what again?
Just an ID card.
An ID
right?
card.
Yeah, and
your driver's
license works.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so from 3 to 3:45 or so, drive on to base, and then, you know, at the Heritage Park right there on our main street, there'll be directions to park, and it's only gonna be about a 15-minute ceremony. So if you would like to come join us, we'd love to have you. I'll be there in service dress, kind of hosting the event. This is what we call retreat, where we're going to lower the flag for the day, and then we're going to do it in observance of Memorial Day.
Well, we're looking forward to being out there for that, Chief.
Yeah, I think when most people think about Memorial Day, they think about brats and barbecue and beer and camping trips, and you know those things are important to do to connect with each other and get away. But really, we're trying to place the focus on the people that have lost their lives serving their country. And so this will be a ceremony that will focus on that.
Absolutely.
Holloman Air Force Base, and I guess those of us in this community, are honored to be honorary commanders at Holloman Air Force Base. And everything. I don't know how many honorary commanders we have, but you've got another ceremony coming up.
We do, yeah. So the honorary commander program is where we ask a business leader, a community leader to come join one of these squadron commanders or group commanders in symbolic kind of honorary command of one of the units that we have on base. Typically, an honorary commander will hold the post for about 2 years. And so, you know, every year or two, we will swap some names out. And we're doing that here next week, as we're going to welcome the newest batch of honorary commanders into the fold and link them with the units that they're going to be serving with. This is... It's kind of a two-way street, right? So it opens up the base and shows community leaders what it is exactly we do, brings them, gets them involved in the mission, but also gets the members of the unit, you know, involved in what's going on in the community. And I was just telling Nadia on the last radio, so she's going to be an honorary commander.
Good.
Next week.
She's a good lady.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can speak to this. You get out what you put into it.
You bet.
You know, so the more active you are, the more you and the unit will probably get from it.
Yeah. I know that we're honored to be the honorary commander at CMS.
Yeah.
And we've been out there for their functions and things like that. And it gives you a chance to connect with the real side, I think, of Holloman Air Force Base.
Yeah.
The men and women who are so dedicated to what they're doing. They love that American flag like all of us do and everything. But it's so nice to see them in a different atmosphere when they're kind of unwinding for a St. Patrick's Day celebration, having a little bit of food, this and that, whatever, but having a good time. And what I noticed when I was out there for that event is how the airmen, even during that time of fun and fellowship, how well they get together. They get along so well together. You know, I've mentioned this before, one of our reports, I believe. Somebody gets an honor, they put them in a chair with wheels on it and roll them down the aisle to the staging area. And I think we need that kind of relationship between the men and women to really do their job totally.
Well, they're a team. They're teammates.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Chief can talk to this. I mean, he's a career of being on teams like this, and how important it is to, you know, effectively accomplish the mission. You got to work well as a team.
I'll tell you what, likes. You don't want an airman to only think that they're just going to come to work and then go home and spend time by themselves in the room. Being a part of a team is learning how to make connections with other people. And if you really, truly enjoy your job and you enjoy the people you hang around with, then it's no longer work for you. You know, it's not really a labor of a struggle to do something. It's a connection, and you actually feel a connection to the mission because of the connection you have with your fellow airmen.
And, you know, when I was in the military, it was kind of the same way. You know, I went hunting a lot. I was up in Alaska, had a chance to go hunting a lot, but we always used that buddy system, and my hunting buddy was one of my best friends in the public affairs office. We just got along good together. We all did. But we got to know each other in a deeper sense by fellowshipping like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's part of the Air Force experience.
Yeah.
You know, the military experience. I mean, you hear stories like that a lot. I mean, folks that have been, out of the military for many, many years will still, you know, fondly reflect on some of those relationships.
I've been out a long time.
I'll tell you, though, so like some of my favorite assignments didn't have anything to do with the location that we were at, but the friends that we made while we were there. And that goes for our family members, too. You know, if we have spouses or kids that are moving from base to base to base, and when they get to a new location, you know, if they can establish some friends, some fellow other spouses, and other kids to hang out with, and then you spend time with each other, you know, in the evenings or on weekends and holidays, I think that makes your tour so much more fulfilling.
Yeah. I know, Colonel Spears, we mentioned this on our first visit. You love the out of doors. I know the chief does as well. You're a hunter.
Yeah.
You're a sportsman. You like hunting.
I do.
So I've got to ask you this question. I'm going to go ahead and do it if you don't mind, ma'am.
Okay.
Did you draw out this year for anything?
I did. Yeah, I drew a couple tags. I don't know if I'm going to say on the air which ones I got.
People
think that I did something to get them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got lucky on a couple. I didn't draw any elk tags, though. I was really hoping to draw an elk tag. But
right.
I drew an archery mule deer tag and an oryx tag on McGregor Range.
Very good.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I put in for bull elk and oryx and shoot.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I've heard a lot of, you know, nobody drew. But I put in for everything. So, I mean, I don't know if that increased. I put in for absolutely, you know, every animal, multiple tags.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That is.
And good luck on that hunt.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you need a guide?
I do, probably, yeah.
Okay, there he is right there.
Yeah, we'll get out there and we'll find something.
You'll do something for sure. Well, you know, Memorial Day weekend coming up, the red, white, and blue. You've got a Freedom Fest towards the end of June at Ottoman.
Yeah.
Can you bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, Chief, why don't you just talk about how we're trying to open the base a little bit?
Yeah, so although we are going to have a Freedom Fest, it's just for military members and their families. If you're a DOD ID card holder, we're going to have an activity on the 30th of June from 4 to 10 p.m. We're going to have food, live music, beer garden, bouncy casts for kids. Like I said, that's just open if you're a DOD ID card holder. However, we have several events coming up throughout the rest of the year that are open to the public. And one of the major ones we have coming up is called Community Connection Day. And it's exactly what it sounds like, Community Connection Day. So think air show, but without the air flying. So we're going to open it up. People from the community, to include yourself and others who don't normally have base access, will be able to come on base and be able to see what life is like on an Air Force base. So we are going to have some static displays out there with F-16s and MQ-9s and maybe some other aircraft. But we'll have different booths and vendors and displays, and we're going to have a little STEM section looking at, you know, trying to focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. We're going to have a little miniature drone course where we have people, kids and others can go and fly these little miniature drones in a hangar through this obstacle course. So we have a lot of things at that Community Connection Day. That's coming up September 30th.
Okay.
And then one of the big things that we have on our calendar, again, open to anyone who wants to participate in this, is the Holloman Marathon on 9 December. And you don't have to be a marathon runner, per se, but you can come out and run your first marathon at Holloman Air Force Base. And I have not run a marathon, and my first half marathon was over here at the Lady of the Mountain, and did it successfully completed it, and I'm going to run my first marathon on 9 December at Holloman. And this marathon is going to be a great event. So right now we're looking to get certified to be a Boston qualifier. So if you are a marathon runner and you want to qualify for the Boston, we're going to get that thing locked down. And but even if you're not a marathoner, you want to run your first marathon or even your first half marathon, we're going to have the full marathon, half marathon, and a 5K. And one of the unique things about this marathon is not only will we have an opportunity to run through on the flight line through a line of F-16s and MQ-9s and other aircraft with people cheering you on at the end, but our water and aid stations will be sponsored by different squadrons. So you'll be able to see a little bit of squadron pride as you're running through the course. And it's all going to be a pretty flat course. You know, not a whole lot of mountains on Holloman. So if you
not like the baton.
No, not like it'll be completely flat. But we're really excited about hosting a Holloman Marathon. So it'll be a 5K, a half marathon, and a full. You'll get a T-shirt. You'll get the medal for completing it. Sign-ups should be open on our website starting first week of June. And then, you know, you got about 6 months at that point to get ready for it, which is plenty of time. And, you know, we'd encourage you to come out. If you don't want to run the full, run the half. If you don't want to run the half, run the 5K. Be an opportunity to come out and see the base. It's be open to the general public. We're going to try to advertise far and wide to get as many people there as we can. And we're calling it the Ace of Races. All right, so you know, Major Bong is a former Medal of Honor winner. We call him the Ace of Aces. He's the United States Air Force's Ace of Aces, the highest scoring ace from World War II, and he was a proud 49er. So this marathon we're going to call the Ace of Races, and we hope this will be the first of many.
Full marathon, 26.2 miles.
26.2.
Well, I think I'm going to come out. I'll try the 0.2 first, and then go from there.
See where you go.
What do you think?
Yes, you're welcome.
I'll tell you, so if you've never run a marathon before, there's a lot of programs out there that are designed to prepare you to go from couch to marathon. So even if you search online, Google couch to marathon program, it'll give you about a six-month out program, and we are about 6 months out. So this is the time to start, even if you've never been a runner.
Because if you're waiting until that morning.
Probably not a good idea to
run. Not a very good.
It's doable.
Not good for you at all.
It's all about mental willpower, right?
Well, you already talked about the Mexico students and the MQ-9 training. Let's go back into what else we have coming up.
Well, going into high school graduation, we talked about that. So let's celebrate the military children. You know, what you'll see is you'll see our airmen throughout the summer trying to get out and get connected with the community in various ways. We've got Freedom Fest that we're holding on base for most of our airmen as we head into 4th of July weekend. And then, you know, think about the 100 days of summer. We're going to celebrate being part of the community, celebrate being in New Mexico and all that comes with it.
And we're all looking forward to that as well. Colonel Spears, I know that with your time here so far, that the men and women from Holloman, like we talked about a little bit ago, have really connected with our community.
Yeah.
You see them out doing different programs. And one big program, we may have talked about this the last time around or whatever, is the Day of Caring with Thrive. And we've seen those men and women out there, maybe 150, 200 strong, doing work to benefit this community and members in this community.
Well, we try to get out as much as we can. I mean, I think the music fest the city just had this weekend, the Air Force Sergeants Association was out there helping with you know, build up and tear down. And again, this is our airmen are not separate and isolated from the community. We are part of the community, you know. So we are part and parcel with every other member that you see at Walmart and Albertsons, and we want to show you that. We want to connect with the community. We want the community to connect with our airmen. We want folks that are out there that might be interested in serving to know, you know, what opportunities are available to them in the United States Air Force. And there's no better way to see it than with one of the Air Force's greatest wings and greatest installations with Holloman Air Force Base right here. We've got a tremendous mission. We've got a tremendous group of airmen that are proud of their service and are proud to get out in the community and talk about it. And then really the only thing that would that would keep us from doing it is the fact that we're a federal installation that has to shut our gates sometimes. So the more we can open it, the more we can get out in the community and show community members what it is we do, then we're looking for those opportunities.
Yeah, I know earlier on, Colonel Spears, you talked about Mescalero students coming in, reviewing the MQ-9 and everything else. What, from the student's point of view, that's a great start for them in a career. What were some of their responses?
Yeah, I'll tell you, to see the look on their faces was pretty amazing. You know, you get a chance to come onto an Air Force base. They got an opportunity to see the MQ-9 up
right.
close and personal, kind of touch the jet, so to speak. And then we got them into the MQ-9 simulator. There's a couple seats in the simulator. They're from a pilot seat on one side to a sensor operator seat on the other side, where you can kind of zoom in and out and kind of mess with the camera.
Right.
But the simulator gives them a feel of what it's like to fly that jet around. You know, if we can spark some interest in some of our youth here in the area and say, hey, you know what, this might be something that I might be interested in doing in the future, then that's a good thing, because military life has been fantastic for me. It's been way more fulfilling than I ever thought it was going to be. You know, I joined for a number of different reasons, but I stayed due to my love for service and my love for my country and the pride in wearing the uniform representing all of the United States, you know, as serving my country. And I've taken advantage of all the things that I joined for, you know, when it came to college education, chance to travel around and see the world, but really, truly, I've stayed for my love of service.
Maybe with those Mescalero students down the road, there might be a chief out of that group.
There might be
a colonel out of that group.
Absolutely.
Or a general out of that group. Or a good old enlisted man.
Yep. You bet.
It all counts. Gentlemen, I want to wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
All right, Bob.
Out there for that. Any other comments this morning, Colonel?
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thanks, sir.
Chief?
Appreciate it, Bob.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Well, that's it for our Commander's Corner for this Monday morning.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.